Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
We've been talking for about a week, close to it, about a new covenant outpouring, and it starts by knowing that you're forgiven of your sins. I would highly recommend you read the 13th chapter of Acts. If you want a word-for-word written transcript of a Apostle Paul's sermon followed by the reaction of the Gentiles and the reaction of the Jews and what it did in Paul's ministry, then you might want to read and really investigate that 13th chapter. But I move on now. I want to jump into the 14th chapter to show you a real outpouring. After he shakes the dust off his feet, he's filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. He goes into Iconium in chapter 14, that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews and so spake, that a great multitude both of Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony to the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. I want you to notice that God granted miracles, signs and wonders proceeded from the hand of the disciples as testimony to the word of grace. God didn't give signs and wonders to convince people of grace. God gave signs and wonders as a testimony that grace had been preached. If we will bring back the message of grace, we will see signs and wonders out of our hands. They'll come from our hand. If we will bring back the message of grace, this word of grace will precede signs and wonders. None of the disciples saw miracles because they preached what Jesus had told them to preach. They preached grace. There would be no miracles with law. In fact, when Peter healed the man in Jerusalem at the temple, and he rose up and walked, and everybody starts bowing down, calling Peter and John a god, and Peter says, wait, do you think we do this by our own power? In other words, man, we didn't do this. This is him. Jesus would give people forgiveness of sins sometimes and then heal them. Remember the man in Mark 2? Son, thy sins be forgiven thee, rise, take up thy bed and walk. The man felt like he had sinned. He needed forgiveness of his sin before he could receive healing. He did the same thing with he gave forgiveness to the woman with the alabaster box of ointment. It broke it. Whosoever is forgiven much loves much in return. Can you see the basis for healing was forgiveness of sins? Can you see the basis for loving God? Forgiveness of sins. Can you see the basis for miracles? Forgiveness of sins. When the Holy Ghost falls, he'll fall on that sermon. Forgiveness of sins. Look at Acts chapter 10. I've shared this before. I can never really share it enough to burn out on it. Peter is preaching in the house of Cornelius. And I'll pick up the reading in Acts 10:38, and I'll read all the way through where the big bang happens in this sermon. Now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Did you notice where the Holy Ghost fell? Peter's preaching a great sermon. But when he gets to the line, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins, the very next verse, while Peter spake these words, boom, the Holy Ghost fell. And the word fell there is the same Greek word used in the story of the prodigal son when the father embraced his son. The Holy Ghost embraced them whenever forgiveness of sin was preached. You can't turn back the clock and change what you did, but you can receive forgiveness of sins. You want a new covenant outpouring? You want a revival, quote unquote, new covenant revival? Minister to people that their sins are gone. Convince them, not that they've been swept under a rug, but that they've been crucified in the body of Christ so that they too can be free. The minute they believe that, prepare, get ready. Because there's an outpouring of the Holy Ghost coming the way of the church where forgiveness of sins is the primary message.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.